WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
CBS News Special Report. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says last night's bombing has obliterated three Iranian nuclear sites.
We devastated the Iranian nuclear program. But it's worth noting the operation did not target Iranian troops or the Iranian people.
Joint Chiefs Chairman and Air Force General Dan Kane calls the attack historic.
This was the largest B-2 operational strike in U.S. history and the second longest B-2 mission ever flown, exceeded only by those in the days following 9/11.
Speaking in Istanbul, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says diplomacy is no longer an option.
The U.S. administration holds sole and full responsibility for the consequences of its actions.
And again, the defense secretary and the president say Iran's nuclear program has been obliterated. CBS News Special Report. I'm Peter King.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. A new effort is helping Wisconsin farmers protect water quality in their communities. Judith Ruiz Branch has more.
A joint effort is helping Wisconsin farmers protect water quality in their communities by learning more about how to prevent manure and fertilizer spills and runoff. The Nutrient Management Farmer Education Program is a collaboration across six counties in northern Wisconsin with partners from the University of Wisconsin, technical colleges, and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. It helps farmers properly manage manure and fertilizer applications to optimize crop growth while protecting water sources. Athens dairy farmer Wayne Gajewski says one of the biggest benefits is the collaborative aspect where farmers learn as much from the instructors as they do from each other.
I think it's a win-win. It's good for farmers, it's good for the environment, and it's good for the public in general because farmers are trying to be as efficient as they can and without polluting or doing any harm to the environment.
State law requires farmers to develop and follow nutrient management plans to minimize their environmental impact. Gajewski says the training enables them to create these plans independently, reducing reliance on potentially costly external services. Kirk Langfoss is a conservation analyst with Marathon County. He says the grants allow them to offer incentives to farmers and help cover their tuition.
They can get up to $750 reimbursement on soil testing. They can get payments to do manure testing. They commit to between 8 and 12 hours a year when they come to the class, so it reimburses them for their time.
Agriculture spills have been prevalent across Wisconsin, with one reported last month in Monroe County. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman.
Another setback for Garrett Mitchell. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, Brewers center fielder Garrett Mitchell injured his shoulder sliding into base Friday night in Nashville. That's the same shoulder he had surgery on. Garrett Mitchell will now have to undergo more testing. The Brewers wrapping up their series in Minnesota against the Twins. Tomorrow night they'll be back home against the Pirates. The Brewers winning a shutout yesterday, 9-0 in Minnesota. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Well, it's all predicated on a lot of things falling into place. We don't have any special sauce. We understand how we have to play, and when we do it, we're pretty good.
Girls high school soccer, the Muskego Warriors beat Madison West 3-0 in a shutout in overtime to win the WIAA Division I state title. For the fourth year in a row, in Division II, Brookfield Central defeated Pewaukee 2-1. And in Division III, Catholic Memorial over Edgewood 4-2 to win their 12th state championship in program history. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Extreme heat warning in effect until late Monday. Sunshine, mid-90s today, but the heat index near 105. Gusty southwest winds to 30 miles per hour. Clear upper 70s tonight. Monday, sunny and hot with mid-90s. The heat index near 100. It's 84 at our studios.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison, where I welcome the Green Bay Automobile Gallery's Daryl Burnett. And we rank our all-time favorite summer blockbuster movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Waukesha's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, what's all this about a June bride? And why June?
We're going to be here for a whole week, and I have what I think is a wonderful idea.
Why don't you go over to the hotel and take a nice cold shower? That's your usual reaction to a crisis, isn't it? Simply walk away and let someone else clean up the mess you've made.
I'm just trying to get out from underneath this labor versus management relationship of ours. Every time I get affectionate with you, I feel as if I was snuggling up to the Taft-Hartley bill.
Here's Howard Keel and Jane Powell from Seven Brides for Seven Brothers on MGM.
Oh, they say when you marry in June, you're a bride all your life. And the bridegroom who marries in June gets a sweetheart for a wife. Winter weddings can be gay. The June bride hears the song of a spring that lasts all summer long. By the light of the silvery moon, home you ride, side by side with the echo of Mendelssohn's tune in your hearts as you ride. She carries through the years.
The church is full of flowers, bridal showers are passé.
The groom's waiting at the altar, here comes the bride. They're each promising to love and obey. Best man is celebrating, every bridesmaid waiting just to see which one of them will catch the wedding bouquet.
Thank you.
Johnny Paul, Gene Mercer. No, wait a minute, the other way around. There, Gene DePaul, Johnny Mercer. Howard Keel. He's from Illinois, Howard. His real name is Howard Leek, L-E-E-K. Spelled it backwards. That'd look better on the marquee.
And here's Gordon McRae. Thank you, Jimmy.
June is busting out all over. Are busting out of bushes and the romping river pushes every little wheel that wheels beside a mill. June is busting out all over. The feeling is getting so intense that the young Virginia creepers have been hugging.
Well, we lost our signal. Hold on. Let's see. Oh, yeah, that trailer from June Bride, Robert Montgomery, and Betty Davis. I'm not familiar with that picture. Warner Brothers, I know. Let's play some wedding songs for June.
Nice, I'll buy this.
It comes in several sizes, madam.
I'll take the economy package. Don't bother me.
Cloudy morning, dark as night, tops of buildings lost from sight, a sign of spring was nowhere to be seen. The trees in Central Park were anything but green. Tops of buildings reappeared. Then suddenly I saw you come my way. And I knew that this would be a lovely day. Tops of buildings reappeared. Then suddenly I saw you come my way. And I knew that this would be. Oh!
cloudy morning. Then it suddenly cleared.
Tony Bennett with George Calandrelli.
You appeared.
Joe McCarthy wrote that. No, not that Joe McCarthy. Patty Page, quite a history in Kenosha. Big hit for Patty, 52.
I went to your wedding, although I was dreading the thought of losing you. The organ was playing, my poor heart kept saying, your dreams are through. You came down the aisle wearing a smile, a vision of loveliness. I uttered a sigh, whispered goodbye, goodbye to my happiness. Your mother was crying, your father was crying, and I was crying too. The teardrops were falling because we were losing you.
Smile,
Your father was loaded too. Oh, what a mess. He dragged your bouquet the rest of the way, and then and then he went back and dragged you. Your mother was laughing, your father was laughing, and I was to we all had hysterics at last we got rid of you. We'll be right back.
And now Giselle McKenzie.
It's delightful to be married. To be married. When we older grew and bolder, first a little while we tarried. But I missed you, I was lonely. For I loved you only, only. You were then my schoolboy lover,
and I was your school sweetheart.
It's delightful to be married. To be married. There is nothing half so jolly as a happy wedded life. And I love to play with baby, our tiny little pretty little baby. You are papa, I am mama, such a charming family.
It's delightful to be married. To be married. For the heart will be unruly if really loves one truly. And your life will not be lonely. For I love you, I will love you only, only. You will be my loving husband. I will be your loving wife.
It's delightful to be married. To be married. There is nothing half so jolly as a happy wedded life. And I love to play with baby, our tiny little pretty little baby. You are papa, I am mama, such a charming family. It's delightful to be married. To be married. There is nothing half so jolly as a happy wedded life. And our life will not be lonely. For I love you, oh, I love you only, only. You are still my schoolboy husband, and I am your schoolgirl wife. It's delightful to be married. To be married.
Giselle McKenzie with Richard Maltby of Ripon, Wisconsin. Danny Kaye. Music of the Stars.
It's not the beat, beat, beat of a jungle drum that makes my heart start to dance, but the urge to merge that begins to surge when I start to feel the rhythm of a new romance. The tomb of old Tutankhamen leaves me mum. No potentate rates a glance, but I give my all to adventure's call when I start to feel the rhythm of a new romance. So it's nice to be a man among men, go hunting and fishing and swimming. Yes, nice to be a man among men, but nicer among women. So take the yo-ho-ho and the winds that blow on some Antarctic expanse. You can have that snow pile, but I'm no dope. I'll go dancing to the rhythm of a new romance. Some people like to stray to faraway places and look. Oh. Some people say that they like to get into bed with a book. Some like the chunk, chunk, chunk of a Chinese junk. For me, no Chinaman's chance. Keep the foreign heath, keep the laurel wreath. Gonna eat my cake while I still have teeth and dance to the rhythm of a new romance. The tomb of old Tutankhamen leaves me mum. No sarcophagus.
Gesundheit.
Thank you. Rates a glance, but I give my all to adventure's call when I start to feel the rhythm of a new romance. Yes, a new way to new love can always be seen. No few can successfully wend it. Anyone can begin to begin. Give me a man who can end it. So if your love grows dull, if you hit a lull, why sit around in a trance? When your world gets flat, as Columbus found, when you hit new ground, then it will go on so dance. Yes, dance. Dance to the rhythm of a new
summer smiles, the summer knows, and unashamed, she sheds her clothes. The summer smooths the restless sky, and lovingly she warms the on which you lie.
Rosie Clooney, Michelle Legrand, summer 1942.
The summer knows the summer's wild. Within your eyes, and so she takes her summer time, tells the moon to wait and the sun to linger, twist the world. Lesson well, there's little more for her to tell. One last caress, it's time to dress for fall.
Woody Herman, Rosie Clooney.
And that house up there, that was her house. And nothing from that first day I saw her, and no one that has happened to me since, has ever been as frightening and as confusing. For no person I've ever known has ever done more to make me feel more sure, more insecure, more important, and less significant.
In everyone's life, there's a summer of 42.
Good morning, everybody. The music of the stars rolling to an end on this first Sunday of summer. Pretty name, isn't it? Summer. As soon as I said it, I thought about yesteryear. It's got that sound, that ring to it, the way the vowels come together. Summer. Say it, summer. See what I mean? Enjoy it with us Sunday mornings. The music of the stars. Music of the Stars. Thank you. This may be one of the saddest songs ever written. Forgotten Dreams.
They keep returning through years of yearning. No matter how you try, forgotten dreams will die. You think it's over, forever over, and then a voice will sigh, forgotten dreams won't die. Somewhere in a crowded place, though she isn't there, you see her face. Somewhere you will hear her name, and suddenly you'll know that the thrill is still the same. You're still remembering the thrill. One day you loved her. One day flame still burning, though love has said goodbye, forgotten dreams won't die.
Michael Parrish. Is that over? Or is that it for another show?
I'll see you in my dreams. Hold you in my dreams. Someone my arms, still I feel the thrill of your charms. Lips that once were mine, tender eyes that shine. They will light my way.
good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.
I'll see you again tonight. I'll hold you again tonight.
Ooh. I'll see you in my dreams.
I'll see you tonight.
Hold you. Charms, lips that once were mine, tender eyes that shine, they will light my way. I'll see you in my charm.
Lips that once were mine.
Tender eyes that shine.
Ooh.
They will light my way.
When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown. And through the lonely night, I'm not alone. And when people care as you and I, there's no sadness in the word goodbye, because you're always in my heart, my friends. Wherever you may be, I'm never far away from me.
Good night.
Far away from me.
is Lou Regani on the Music of the Stars, Civic Media Radio Network. America moves into summer, and with it come the exciting sounds, some sad, but that's the idea. It makes us think, doesn't it? The Great American Songbook. And until we meet again next Sunday, keep your dreams alive.
Because you're always in my heart, my love. Wherever I may be, you are never far away from me.
And reach for the stars. Programs are podcast. If you'd care to hear an older one, just check it out right now. Everything's recorded at civicmedia.us.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says last night's attack on Iranian nuclear sites was meant to send a message to Iran and beyond.
When this president speaks, the world should listen.
The assault included B-2 bombers and so-called bunker buster bombs they dropped. Joint Chiefs Chair Dan Kane.
In total, U.S. forces employed approximately 75 precision-guided weapons during this operation. This included 14 30,000-pound GBU-57 massive ordnance penetrators, marking the first ever operational use of this weapon.
Now, the president and Secretary Hegseth say the sites were obliterated. Kane says they're still assessing the damage.
Final battle damage will take some time, but initial battle damage assessments indicate that all three sites sustained extremely severe damage and destruction.
So who knew?